An annual survey of Australia's community sector reveals that housing affordability and homelessness are still our greatest challenges. The Australian Community Sector Survey, which is released today, shows investment in areas like the Social Housing Initiative has made a positive impact on this front, but there's a real need for a sustained effort to address this issue. The survey, conducted by the Australian Council of Social Services, or ACOS, also highlights the difficulty of getting access to legal advice. Dr. Cassandra Goldie is the CEO of ACOS, and she joins me in the breakfast studio this morning. Cassandra, welcome.
Good morning, Fran.
You found more than 20,000 people who went looking for shelter or housing from the services last year were turned away. That's 56 people every day turned away. Why were they turned away?
Fran, I don't think we can, at this point, everybody in Australia understands we've got a crisis in terms of affordable housing. I think most people understand that the increase in housing costs, 100% increase in the last 10 years, rental costs also seriously skyrocketing. So when you're on a really low income, you are struggling. It's very difficult now to find a house that's affordable for you. Anglicare runs this annual survey. They do this snapshot every week, you know, on a weekend, the number of properties that are available that you could afford to rent. It's really small.
I remember one weekend in Canberra it was two properties.
That's right. That's right. So we know that this problem is chronic, it's systemic, and we have to be determined to tackle it. So this survey confirms that it is a national priority, and it's the one thing that we could really change if we want to reduce poverty and inequality in Australia.
So what we're talking about here is something different to what we might think of, most of us think of when we talk about a homeless person. We're not talking about someone who might be completely down and out, who might be living on the streets because life has sort of fallen apart around them, but it's people who can't afford, they might be in an okay space, but they just can't afford the rent because the rents are just too expensive in our capital cities.
Well, for example, we've got almost a million people who are living on the allowances. So the New Start allowance, for example, that's about 500 people. If you're unemployed, you're living on that.
$500.
So, well, it's $35 a day. And if you're in private rental, then you're getting about another $29 a day. So just do the maths on that in terms of, you know, on the one hand, trying to give you a stable roof over your head, put food on the table. It is particularly tough for people on those very low incomes. So we aren't going to fix this overnight, but as you know, ACOS and many others, including business, have been saying we must increase those base allowances finally after two decades to get a real increase in those. And on the other hand, we must tackle some of the systemic problems that are leading to these continuing very high prices when it comes to housing, both in the private rental market and in purchasing as well.
So the systemic problems go to affordable housing, waiting times for public housing. The Rudd-Gillard government have the Social Housing Initiative. When Kevin Rudd was elected, he put a lot of money aside to build affordable housing. That has made some difference.
Absolutely. I think in this survey we've seen it's a small reduction, but it's significant in the number of people being turned away from these services.
So what does that do? Shorten the waiting list?
What we've seen is that some people have been waiting for a long time to finally get a house they can afford, haven't been able to be moved into long-term housing. Of course, that is the solution we all want to see. Brendan O'Connor was in Finland just last week and he came back saying the long-term solution to homelessness is long-term affordable housing. That's a pretty obvious statement, but it's what we don't currently have in Australia in terms of a solution. But this government has put some historic investment into developing what's called the National Rental Affordability Scheme. So this really holds promise for us on this front. It's where you've got community organisations coming together with private developers and a government subsidy to get affordable housing stock, new stock on the ground. That's what we need. And at the moment, we're oversubscribed. In other words, it took a while to get this one going, but we've now got private developers seriously investing in this. But what we don't have is a commitment for a long-term scheme here.
So when does this current commitment run out?
This runs out at the end of next financial year, and we haven't seen any firm commitments either from this government or from the coalition. So we must see this as a long-term investment because private developers will structure their businesses if they know that it's reliable and it's there for the long term, and we must persevere with this. I think the other area is tax reform. Never easy, as you know, but it's often talked about among amongst the experts, also social policy people, the negative gearing arrangements in Australia, which continue to put pressures upwards on existing stock and don't provide the incentives for new supply.
Two other issues, key findings of your survey. Again, not surprising, mental health is second only to homelessness in the area of highest need, and legal access to legal advice. Just to deal with them both quickly, mental health, it has been a feature of the last couple of election campaigns. Have things improved there in terms of the services' capacity to cope?
This particular survey doesn't give us a lot of information about that. What it does confirm that is that it continues to be an area of significant need. So it affirms the fact that the federal government has put historic investments in that front, and we were really pleased that the coalition has also identified mental health as a national priority. So this survey confirms that we must stick with that. I think the surprise out of this survey for us at one level was the way that legal services has come up as such a strong area of unmet need, and we haven't had a big debate in the country about what we're going to do about that yet.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Our guest this morning is the head of ACOS, Cassandra Goldie, just on legal services, and we have discussed this issue before here on Breakfast. Is there a greater than usual demand for legal help? Is that the problem? Or that the costs have sort of got out of whack with what people can afford to pay? Who's looking for help to pay for their legal bills?
We suspect it's a combination of on the one hand, of people on really low incomes. Once you've, you know, paid for the roof over your head, dealt with the, you know, food, energy prices, big debate in the last week as well, you don't have any room for paying for any kind of legal assistance. It also, I think we're seeing a picture of increasing problems with debt, for example, big debate about payday lending. Well, that in the end ends up being a legal problem when
so
you can't.
So you can end up in the courts.
Exactly. And of course, if we don't allow people to have access to legal help early, these situations become chronic and can really lead you on a path to a very, very difficult situation into the future. The legal centres haven't had serious investment of new money for a long, long time, and I know they've got a big campaign going to try and finally get that happening.
There is some realisation or recognition of this problem by government, isn't there? They recognise that access to the courts is a sort of basic element of a functioning democracy.
Sure, but I mean, in some ways, unless it's a criminal matter, for many people, now you simply have to accept you're not going to get legal advice and you have to handle it on your own. Community legal centres really are stretched, and this survey, which is a national survey of all community services, has come back saying legal services really is now a top priority for us.
Cassandra Goldie, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thanks.
Dr. Cassandra Goldie, she's the CEO of ACOS, the Australian Council of Social Services, and they're releasing their annual survey of our community services later today. It's 14 minutes to 8.